This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, and December 31st, year 2006. And we're discussing the concept of technology forecasting in the gene century. And on the last hour, I was bringing about the, in humans, the cell gene structure from idiocetic acids that are part of secondary byproducts that are in the water and in the food, and they're in the endocrine disruptors, and they're in to the destruction of each time you destroy a DNA, you are also destroying another gene signal, which causes another gene signal for those cells to reproduce in a bad way. Recycled water, for instance, was tested on humans from 1978 right on up to now. They're still doing it. And there's every type of intestinal cancer and breast cancer and bladder cancer and what are called sinew cancers that are still being recorded. All of these cells from animals and humans are all excreted through the urine. And the urine in some parts of the world, like in Europe, some people in Europe who have asked for information from me for about this, they are very much into trying to find ways in their water systems, in their water plants, to develop a cleaning up quote. That's the only thing they're using the word in Europe as polishing the nitrogen out of the chemical loop that produces all of the byproducts that are added to the poisons that are created in the water, which in turn are created in our body. The nitrogen in a volume of wastewater, no matter how you come out, is only about 1%. But it contributes to 80% of all the nitrogen and about 45% of all the possible phosphates that cause cancer in the human body. I didn't want to mention this because I don't want to get away from the focus of this very important issue. There are companies in mutual fund areas and small cap stocks that invest in a lot of these wastewater systems in the, around the world. International stocks for year 2006, about 24% invested in these systems. Small cap stocks, 14%. U.S. multi-cap stocks, particularly after the expose that made with the concept of chloramine causing cancer. The U.S. multi-cap stocks are about 13% investment. They just love this. The stock market just loved that. Like U.S. large cap stock, 12% went into, on the rough, it was 12.1%, you know, the thing, into creating these disinfecting byproducts, having these water district plants put out the bond missions, the monies to try to work it out. They have to sell those bonds. And I think there should be a national outrage to sell bonds to promote the concept of an inadequate, underutilized engineering of how to treat our waste products from our bodies and how we're being treated by the pharmaceutical companies who say, well, this means it's more drugs for us. And that's exactly what this whole business of the FDA is totally right, technically. I know they're totally right you can, the clones and the other kinds of meats are okay, but it creates all of these other secondary systems, collateral health damage. And we will get back to this on the break. You can call in, 800-313-9443. Have yourself a sandbox.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
RBN, December 31st, Republic Broadcasting Network. We're picking up speed and technology forecasting, and how it's in relation to the real-world chemistry of stem cell work, urine disposition of nitrogenous projects, cloning of animals and plants, and which acids are mostly or directly responsible, and how they need to be controlled by legislation, constitutional amendment, and, of course, where I started on this, on the change of the legal principle of having a grand jury of science and technology. The concept that I have is that the grand jury of science and technology should be on the level. We have civil grand juries. We have criminal grand juries, but we don't have a grand jury for science and technology. And science and technology is our life now. It's our world. It's where we're going. There isn't a country. Every dictator and so-called uranium maker and every little secondary character in this world that runs a country thinks that they can destroy human life and work with it in such a way that it affects other companies which are front legitimate on the stock market, and those people make decisions that affect our lives, and they affect the lives of the bureaucrats whom pay through the lobbyists for making the laws in Congress, and these laws are used to promote various types of thought processes as to how we are to live, and that, those are the cycles. Meanwhile, the person at the other end of the line is trying to help the world, is trying to do all kinds of experiments and work things out. And one of the things that I wanted to mention about cloning is very important to understand. At the University of Idaho, they did some cloning experiments with mules, and they were quite successful. They had a process that they were trying to determine the calcium metabolism, and I've mentioned this before on other Parker Pathway shows how important calcium is. Calcium is a situation where the imbalances of calcium in the body can cause prostate cancer and diabetes directly, and several other kinds of human diseases. But the mule clones, there were three of them. One was born on June 9th in the year 2003, and that was the first one that where the success of the calcium concept was really shown as was being valuable for human research. The next mule was born on July 27, year 2003, and it tested the hypothesis of the importance of calcium and also how quickly cells can divide with calcium, which would make cloning more successful. And then the next mule was born on May 4th, year 2003, and this validated the concept that cloning could save some animals from extinction. And also cloning can have a beneficial effect on studying various human diseases and actually find cures. So that's the other side of the coin on this particular aspect of cloning. But the public also doesn't realize that there is a substance in the brain that is a parched cell. It's called a microglia. And this particular cell can cause the brain to develop an immune system. And it can be activated only when these brain cells are harmed or threatened. So once these microglia secrete some of the chemicals that can trigger the immune system cells to destroy any kind of interfering chemical in the brain, these microglia secrete chemicals that are 800 times more powerful than the chemicals that are poisoning us. So if you take that TNG gene, which I mentioned earlier in the last hour, add that to the signal that's coming in the other way, and you look at the original chloramine studies that were put forth in 1975, it was clear that the neurotoxicity of the rat brain, it was the Worcester rat strain F14, and which is the most used in research, and the neurotoxicity of the brain is changed for those signals to create other deadly chemicals that that are starting to be isolated out for the various forms of what I call the seeds of memory in the brain. You now have a way to control the brain. And that's not joking. I mean, that's the real deal, folks. And you know, and the folks that are not woken up to this, is to the fact how all this is schemed in and controlled in such a way. It may sound. I had a caller a couple of months ago that said, "Well, this sounds sinister," and this sounds and thing. Well, welcome to the world, sinister or not. This is what's going on, and there are. The government it does great work. The health and human services situation is tremendous. That's why I have a lot of respect for some of the people that are in the government now that are still there, because they helped set up the system, which was the good side of the world. And those people do good work. The people do, you know, they do good research. But what's happened is we're developing a culture where people are going brain dead. As one of the listeners reminded me and created a phrase called pretend church. You know, we go to church and talk about how good we're going to be, and then, you know, we walk out and, you know, whatever, you know, with you, you know. But the Alzheimer's disease systems can be affected by these microgliosis, and the Parkinson's disease triggers can be made in a different way on even a bioterrorism concept. So, and the neuroscience group at Cardiff University in England have done a lot of studies on the hippocampus, one of the areas of the base of the brain, and particularly in rats, and are moving into humans now, and they feel strongly that the seeds of memory are locked up in these microgliosis, and are also in certain forms of plants. I've been aware of these for some time. I know everybody wants to run to a plant thinking that's going to solve their problem. The plants are very helpful, but there are extractions of plants that, for instance, in daffodils, that have glutamine, a drug which is really divided from snowdrops and daffodils, other plants, is widely used in the Alzheimer's disease. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that glutamine, in order to make it work, what do you think is the antagonist? Is the genotoxicity of chlorine? In other words, A-M-I-N-E means an amino acid breakoff sequence at the third piece of the molecule. If you have these herbals, whom I have endorsed for most of my life, and I fell for it too, and I didn't know that the water had been poisoned for the past 55 years that I know about. So the whole thing comes down to the fact I just learned about that. I just learned about that because of the recent discovery I made about the organ transplant centre. So if you have an amine structure, which is a natural consequence of its own genetic code, be changed naturally by a genotoxicity of an idoacetic acid from chloramine, which is in the drinking water, you're not going to get around it if you have nitrogen concepts in the urine, which are changing the very structure within our body for the kidneys. And so that's why the kidney dialysis people are told, well, what you do, we'll add another carbon filter to the kidney dialysis unit, and that's going to take care of it. And you just keep coming back more. That's what they're telling. That's what they're telling people. And so I find this appalling, just absolutely appalling. And the reason it's appalling is because it is appalling. And the fact is that if you want to create stem cells or cloning to make it functional within this system, then it isn't a question of saying, well, we're going to control this and we're going to give people an opportunity. We're going to tell them, okay, what we're going to do is change the embryo system, all right, like the Japanese are going to do. Well, if you change the embryo system, that's good too, but what are you going to do with the other cells that are in the body that were part of the original structure of the cloning system, like the myoglials and the microglials in the brain? What are you going to do about that? And the whole thing comes down to the fact they say, well, we're against abortion, or we're not abortionists. It's almost, again, an insult to the intelligence to even ask the question, because they're not even addressing the social science and the science of actual experimentation at the bench as to what's really happening. The people are actually they're drinking things, doing things, bringing about changes in their body as a result of the concepts that we are being safe. That's not true. Sorry to tell everybody that, but it's not true. and we get back from the break, we're going to discuss and kick it up another notch. Call in 800-313-9443, and we'll see what you got.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker on Parker Pathways Republic Broadcasting Network, December 31st, year 2006, and I wanted to make a projection on, in terms of what I see it coming down the road in advance systems within the body, is that there's going to be a whole area of what I call protein supervisors. There are going to be new enzymes discovered that will turn genes on and off. And there are a couple that that I've mentioned in the past in terms of influencing specific muscles within the body to create new amino acid chains. These are going to be like the future steel industry was during our Industrial Revolution, and these are called at the moment, for want of another name, ribose switches from the ribonucleic acid. These are messenger cells, and these messenger cells are going to carry messages that are transcribed from the DNA as a protein structure, and then they're going to supervise all these decisions that are going on in the body as enzyme gene switches. These particular gene switches are instead of cleaning up, I'm simplifying it, but instead of cleaning up the infrastructure of the United States of America, the pharmaceutical industries and the other kinds of genetic engineering science is going to try to work it through the processing plant that I keep talking about, which is us, and to try to have these supervisory proteins do the job. This gets us into what I project as the, of course, the nanosciences. Now, the nanosciences are these molecular biosensors that are no bigger than a carbon tube. And what's going to happen with this is that we have to look upon the human body as a huge biomarker of its own. And this is, I am for nanotechnology because of all of the possibilities in cancer, diseases that can be remedied and turned around with these various nano molecules. Nano, of course, is meaning you just visualize it as smaller than the thickening diameter of the hair, which is about 7 to 8 microns. But these diagnostic and drug delivery systems are within the week will be approved by the FDA, and will open up what I call the second frontier. I forecast 7 different nanotechnology sciences. These will be, I've estimated, nearly 8 to maybe 12% of the stock portfolios in the next 5 years, and be part of just about every major research project in every major medical center in the world. Not just in the United States, long ago lost that leadership. It went to Israel, it went to China, it went to France. And these nanotechnologies are going to be kind of like our clean technologies, but at the same time, the problem is that this biotech system from this electronic age of nanotechnology, because there's electronics involved that are chemical electronics, which are all part of the systems of merging chemistry, electronics, and biology all in one place. But it'll be used for, I really project, it'll be, I forecast absolutely that with a 92% probability that the drug detection and diagnosis will be the main lab on a chip system, which will be floating through the body and doing what needs to be done. There are cities in America that have little city councils of various places that have placed up impediments to nanotechnology industries coming to their state, claiming all kinds of things, that this is going to destroy the environment. The environmentalists have a big move in Congress. It's going to be promoted by Nancy Pelosi. That's going to be coming in pretty fast in terms of, this is not a good thing. You know, in fact, the reason they're saying it's not a good thing and polluting the environment is the exact thing that the technology is going to improve. Again, a lack of understanding about the general scheme of how we have to find other ways to regulate our bodies aside from what we've been doing. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk more about this technology forecasting of other medical diagnostic systems.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Pathways, and we're in the technology forecasting of in the gene century, and the whole process of what I can forecast that there's going to be a lot of research in what's called G proteins, and these are going to be matched up with the calcium metabolism and mobilization, as I talked about from the clone meals discoveries at the University of Idaho. And the reason this is going to be coming in on national treaties concerning G proteins, because it is going to control the minds of the people who are having the Alzheimer's disease, because they have an overproduction and a decreased clearance of these various G proteins, and they really accumulate in assemblies which are called ADDLs, and the ADDLs are the adenosine phosphate groups in the body, and they form serious business of receptors on the surface of every neuron in the brain, and they lead to a memory malfunction. So if you can find ways to solve the Alzheimer's ADDL neuron nuclei system, you now have figured out how to control a person's brain. And you can do it by figuring out how to change the memory signal, which I alluded to earlier in the first hour, and then in turn, if you can change the binding system of this signaling, then you can change the function and the progress of dementia. So, like it or not, the future forecasting of this kind of work is something that I will be talking a lot about and doing a lot of expose as to how the secret control, it's called the secret control of genes, will be involved in their gene switchings. And these switchings will change one part of the gene structures for all kinds of brain and muscle functions. The human pathogens that are going to be used in the biotechnology institute that's been formed on December 5th of this year, Congress appropriated quite a bit of money for that, will be Yersinia and Acetobacter, and Bacillus and anthracis, of course, the Bacillus anthracis and the Enterococcus faecalis, which before anybody gets through with that, it's going to be like a cannon. But I forecast that there'll be a lot of research done on that in terms of the various bacterial signals that are going to be used in these new kinds of foods and water products that people are going to be asked to drink. I am forecasting out that nitromethane as a biomarker will be one of the biggest biomarkers known in human history from the water, from human exposure to contaminated chloramine, secondary byproducts, and NDMA. I can remember when I came out in the public on that, on the NDMA, it had already been written about, but no one paid attention to it. NDMA is a secondary byproduct from the use of chloramine and other products, and all these public utility commissions and health officers and the rest of it have been literally distorting the information. They force the press not to write about it. And even call up the editors not to print anything about it. This has been going on all over America. And this is a an expose of unparalleled proportions. The Barbara Boxer person in there in the new Congress in a few days is going to be putting in a bill about perchlorate. It's a rocket fuel byproduct in water. A lot of places in America are completely shut down and won't be able to open their wells for hundreds of years. But as Senator Feinstein put forth on Olin Matheson on perchlorate contamination in a town, what was it called? Morgan Hill, yeah. Morgan Hill, California, where they just put it on a rider and defense contract bill. And they're building condominiums over the over the contaminated land, and Olin doesn't have to do anything with it, and they cap the wells. So the thing comes down to the fact that these are the kinds of things that you look at from the leadership committee, for instance, from Nancy Pelosi is running unopposed in terms of her choices. Senator Reid from Nevada. I noticed someone told me that he didn't go to the President Ford's funeral. He already had a commitment to make a sojourn to South America. South America, just to make a comment about South America, is that South America, as part of the groups of countries that have received the greatest mutual fund investment for the future development of all these subjects that I'm forecasting out, that they're going to be the players. And even though China has pinned many of the intellectual property theft that they say they haven't done and they don't do, But the thing comes down to the fact that South America is going to be the main playing field. And I think Harry Reid and his Senator Harry Reid and his troop is down there. And as we speak, I will mention a few things in other shows about that particular situation as we move along. Don Young from Alaska will be a ranking member in the Infrastructure Committee. The Infrastructure Committee is the one that promulgates various forms of monies to go toward saying the pipes are okay, we'll just put a temporary thing on it. You know, a few hundred million, that'll take care of it. Meanwhile, we're drinking it. See, people don't understand. We're drinking it. And maybe they'll change their mind, but the current Democratic ranking member of the Subcommittee on Water Resources and Environment is Eddie Johnson. Now, Eddie Johnson is a Democrat from Texas, and he's in line to become a chair of the Subcommittee on Water Resources and Environment. And this is really Eddie Bernice Johnson. And if she will probably be senior on that committee. Let's hope that she has the wisdom. If she's not there, then Earl Blumar from a Democrat from Oregon, he'll be next. Then they're going to have Ellen Tauscher, Democrat from California, who has known about these contaminants in the water for a long time. And not just perchlorate, but all of the other devastating human collateral health damage that's happened. The chair of the Energy Committee, John Dingell, from Michigan, and the chair of the Subcommittee on the Environmental Hazardous Waste, he'll have jurisdiction over the Safe Drinking Water Act. And most likely, he may choose Hilda Solis, a Democrat from California, who's been a ranking member for the last two Congresses, unless she's bumped, put in another position with Joe Barton, a Republican from Texas, who announced he's considering a bid for the minority leadership to try to take over the infrastructure system. So Tom Harkin from Democrat from Iowa will probably chair the Agriculture Committee. I'm not sure, but Saxby Chambliss, and the Republican from Georgia, is a ranking Republican, but their version of the Rural Revitalization Act means to cover up the whole subject. So, of contamination, cloning contaminations, development of new foods to be grown in China instead of Georgia. Interesting stuff. And, Congressman Oberstar has introduced legislation that would his plan is said to change the Clean Water Act's authority, and that authority that they want to change in a few weeks is to cover all the waters of the United States, not just the navigable waters, but and of course this will conflict with one part of the Supreme Court decision curtailing the reach of the Clean Water Act and into the wetlands. If they can do that, then they can sign over another amendment passage of the legislation to Senator Boxer to tie in the coverage of the industry not to be liable for perchlorate. And that's their plan. If it comes out that way, we don't know. There's a state, the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee wants to pass legislation for protecting wastewater and recycled water from tort lawsuits. Okay? Now, the thing I've talked about, recycled water and its human interaction practically since I've been on a Republic Broadcasting Network, the moniker for RBN is that you can handle the truth. You know, if you can handle the truth, as one of my listeners told me not anymore and a few hours ago before I ever went on air. And he said, it's a real shame. If the people would spend a little time trying to figure out where they are in this system and what's really making them sick rather than just running to Kaiser or hospital or some other place, hey, doc, I want a pill, they could live longer and they could extend their life and they could rejuvenate their cells for real and really talk about lengthening their life in a good way and having a good quality of life. The Democrats want to consider a trust fund and for water infrastructure projects for toxic cases. At the same time, there's another group that is limiting the toxic caps on the new bill that was signed by President Bush last year and to limit the toxic cases that could cross state lines. In other words, you can't sue somebody that's at the origin of the water if it's in another state. So in other words, if you're drinking poisonous material from your well, you can't go across the other state line and try to figure out some liability there. That's why we need a grand jury of science and technology. And we have to have it in the Constitution of the United States. Otherwise, we are going to be completely manipulated by the water supply systems guided by the United Nations. Jeff Bingaman, Democrat from New Mexico, will probably chair the Energy and Natural Resources Committee in the Senate, and he wants to pass legislation making it easier for Western rural towns to obtain funding through the Bureau of Reclamation for constructing large water infrastructure projects. And the legislation may pass in both chambers, but it's likely to continue on and pass through because Pelosi's really not going to be backing that. Rural, by the way, rural towns need a way to change their infrastructure of their water recycle system and their wastewater. The CDC has come out and said, well, we've decided that 32% of the human diseases are caused by pipes, you know, and the whole concept, I think, is a waterborne disease outbreak, so they're trying to keep it waterborne. But chloramine doesn't kill that. I mean, they're not going to kill all the cryptosporidium, Giardias, Giardia lambias, and they say, well, if you disinfect your water pipes and your water storage facilities, this can reduce the risk. Well, true, you could reduce the risk. But right now, under the General Accounting Office figures, that you have 48% of treatment inadequacies in every water district system in the United States of America. The distribution system deficiency is 32%. The contaminated water source of which there is no treatment whatsoever of the water is at least 13%. I think the General Accounting Office is usually very accurate about their work, but I think it's even higher than that. And I already have pointed out in previous shows that our working water system as we have it, only about 1% is usable. And I predict that next year is the year when none of this water is going to be usable. It's going to have to be treated, stamped, polished, as the Europeans say, through the and trying to work with human urine in a different way. And it's going to get worse. Because it is not the question of health insurance being set up in such a way that it only takes care of certain kinds of diseases as the government wants. It's going to be what are called the internal diseases of which they don't want to diagnose. And I've gone into this several times and on several Parker pathways to understand the danger that the public is in. This is not just some danger that you legislate away. What you have to do is to build an infrastructure system of chemistry, science, and law into one place. So every one of these folks that are talking about climate change, everybody says, well, we're going to have a water supply problem because we have to worry. We're going to have to worry about the global warming system and the rest of it. Well, all they have to do is to go to any geological government map, and you can see the global changes that have occurred every 120 years. and come through with a different type of analysis from it, rather than just believing somebody that made a movie. So we're going to they're going to Congress wants to take action. Joe Lieberman, independent from Connecticut, is on the path sponsoring legislation addressing the end of the climate change. Go, I got to take care of that. Well, the climate change is the result of ecological changes that have developed in temperature variations and other concepts that all is not just the methane that comes from cows, which, you know, Nancy Pelosi thinks that that's the answer. Methane from cows takes care of it, or just being human is, you know, we have too many humans and everything. No, we don't have a good infrastructure to take care of the waste. So therein lies the dilemma of the future technologies that I'm talking about. We'll come back at the other end and close off. And Happy New Year.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I understand that we have Rita on the line. Rita from Colorado. Rita, are you there?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wynn. Yeah,
I only have a few minutes, Rita.
Okay, well, I'll make a quick point that I think that what I'm trying to get to is a point that I really haven't made yet. You know, it takes a long time to make, but there are quantifiable delineations that we can get around some of these diversity problems and some of the issues that we're talking about. I mean, you're talking about trying to make a better pluralism, it sounds like, because, I mean, the United Nations is going to have their standards. So we're going to say, okay, well, we want to have standards that are different from the United Nations. Now, how do we go about doing, you know, how do we go about doing that and justifying
well,
that?
Well, right now, and it has been for the past 8 years, has been the ISO, the International Standard Organization. And what they've done is that there isn't anything manufactured, done, do, trip, looked at, or designed unless it comes under the ISO standard. And the ISO standard, however, this is for all the nations. In other words, the international standards for certain products, and it includes just about everything moving. But the whole thing is, you see, when they sign the treaty, they put the exceptions to the ISO standard. And then they try to work it out so that there are liability issues of which they're not covered, which is a good example. The ISO standard for, let's say, a generator that goes into producing electricity in a dam or a river. Well, that's made. There are two places they're made. One is in Germany. Germany has one of the greatest economies in the world today. The best economy in the world today. And why is it? Because these other countries are ordering all of these generators and consists and turbines and all the rest of it to control the natural resources. Those are on the ISOs. So the international standard for that other countries to have that. But why is that standard there? Well, it's because they can make a secondary product which can be sent to, let's say, America, and then they send it to Texas and in Galveston or the other places, and they can put a little, they all assemble it there, and they can put a little label on it and say made in America. That's because they assemble it there. That's how they got around the standard. So where I'm coming from is the idea of the constitutional amendment to make the decision as to was there any criminal activity in health, welfare, and law concerning the bureaucratic condition of making the decision to assemble that in America that can affect millions of people's health. I've kind of short-handed it, but that's really the story.
Okay, well, it's there are criminal motives there, and there is a lot of that isn't addressed, you know, and if we don't address it, the problems get worse.
That's why I've got the show, Rita. And the thing is, and is a piece by piece. I only have a 2-hour show, so and I get deluged with very good questions in terms of things, and good callers like yourself. And one of the things I wanted to make today is that the state of the planet on groundwater withdrawals are greater in America and Nairobi than anywhere else in the world. Well, listen, I want to wish everybody a happy new year for the coming year, and more than a happy new year for great health and for all the people who make it possible to put this show on. And I thank them from the bottom of my heart. And not only that, but good health and wealthy and wise and a happy new year in the other languages that make up the listenership of this show. God bless America.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.